So much of my life, the Lord has set me free, you know, from just being rebellious. He set me free from anger. How many of you guys ever deal with anger, just being angry about everything and just the littlest things just set you off? Come on, that was me, and God has set me free from that, and God is working in me, and he's taught me how a soft answer turns away wrath, and he said, Ted, I can change that heart of stone, that heart that is full of anger, and I can change it, and I can mold it, and I can shape it and make it more and more like the image of Christ. And for me, that's what God has done in my life. Amen. He has set me free from anger and, of course, other addictions that I had in my life. And he has set me free from it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, we just invite you to come and speak, Lord God, as we finish up this series. Lord God, as we get into the Word of God, Lord, that you would speak into our hearts, Lord, today. Lord, we believe that there are people here who just need an encounter with you. Lord, who just need to know that you are real and that you love them and that you are for them, oh God. So, Lord, as this word goes forth, I pray that you would do what only you can do. He said, no man comes to the Father unless the Spirit begins to draw them to repentance. Lord, I pray that your Spirit will begin to draw men and women unto repentance today, Father God. Lord, that is the heart of this service. Lord, that we would come in contact with our Heavenly Father and that relationship that has been destroyed because of sin would be restored because of Christ. We thank you, Lord. Have your way in this place as we get into the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Say, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Turn to your neighbor. You don't have to high five, but just say, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you guys invited someone over here this morning, the first Sunday of the month? What is this called? Super Sunday. Super Sunday. How many of you guys have invited someone? You've taken up the commission. You say, I'm going to bring somebody to church. We thank you. We thank you for that. The title of this one is You Must Be Born Again. You must be born again. And so we're going to talk about what it is to be born again. And that might sound like a foreign concept, and it sounded foreign to a man named Nicodemus. And so if you have your Bibles, would you open up and turn to the book of John chapter 3, verse 3 through 6. And as you've seen in this drama, in this presentation, we've seen so many different things. We've seen those who were bound by alcohol, and those who were bound by anger, and those who were abused, and we've seen all these different things. But here's the thing, not a single person had the power in their own strength to set them free from that particular thing. It is the power of Jesus Christ and the power of Him alone that can set a person free and that can save a person. It is the work of God. God begins to draw all men unto Him. He draws and He sets free. Amen. So it is His work. So we're looking at John chapter 3, verse 3 through 6. And it says this. We want to begin in verse 3. It says, Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So he's talking to this man named Nicodemus. And Nicodemus is hungry. He's wanting something. He's wanting something real. And Jesus says, you cannot come into the kingdom of God unless you are born again. Let that sink in this morning. That the only way that you can get into the kingdom of God, the only way that you will spend eternity with our God, with our Creator, with our Savior, is if you are born again. You must be born again. Let us feel the weight of that this morning. So in verse 4, you may be wondering, what in the world does that mean to be born again? Well, Nicodemus, he too was wondering, God, what does that mean? And so he says in verse 4, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So whenever a baby is born, he or she is born in flesh and blood. All of us are born in flesh and blood. And so that's the flesh part that Jesus is talking about. That's the first birth that happens. But he says, unless you are born again. And so that is something else. You are born once, but then you are born again to newness of life. And that is being born into the family of God. And just as that baby is a new life, it's a new beginning, so it is with us as Christians, as believers. We have a new beginning with Christ. And that's what Jesus is talking about. You must be born again, born in the Spirit of God. So here's the thing about this. Because we were born in this flesh and blood, we also have inherited this thing called a sinful nature. Each and every one of us has this thing called a sinful nature. We are inclined to do things that are wrong. In fact, how many guys have watch kids, or you've had like young kids? You don't have to tell them to be bad, right? You don't have to tell them to, just to go destroy things. They naturally do that. You have to teach them to do good, because we are inclined to do that which is bad already. We are born with this sinful nature. And the Bible says not only are we born with this sinful nature, he says that this sin and that this nature will lead to death. Romans 8 7 and 8 says, for the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So here we find man's predicament, where we're in this flesh. We live according to our own desires. We want to do sinful things. And the Bible says, because we are born such a way that we cannot please God in our sins. So therefore, something has to change. Something must shake. And if Jesus says that you must be born again, that must mean there's some sort of hope that gives us, that says we can be assured, we can be born again. We don't have to live a life that is not pleasing to God, but yet we can live a life that is pleasing to God. How does that happen? How is a person born again? Before we answer that, you must be thinking, well, I'm a pretty good person. I've never killed anybody. I never committed adultery. I never done all these things. But let me ask you, how many guys have ever stole before? Just a show of hands. Anybody ever stole before? Your pastor has stole before. Before he gave his heart to the Lord, I have stolen many things. How many guys have ever lied before? Yeah, so I've lied before. I was a terrible person. How many guys have ever looked at a woman with lust in your heart? That was me. I'm guilty again. How many guys have ever gossiped about someone? How many of you ladies ever gossiped about someone? Any men ever gossiped about somebody? Like you slandered them, you killed them with your words. The Bible says that's the same sin as murder, that you would destroy another person, another human being who is created in the image of God, that you would destroy them with your words. That's the same as murder. So how many guys are so far murderers, adulterers, thieves, and liars? Yeah, look around. How many guys ever coveted before? You seen someone else's possession, you're like, I want that. How many guys ever put something before God? You love something more than you love God. Guess what? You're an idolater. Aren't you feeling good about yourself this morning? How many guys have ever been overcome with drunkenness? Guess what? You're a drunkard. You're a covetous person. You're a gossiper, you're a murderer, you're a liar, you're a stealer, you're no good. According to the flesh, you cannot please God, is what the Bible says. If you're to live by your own sinful inclinations, that you cannot please God, because the ways of the flesh do not please God, but the ways of the Spirit please God. So how do we do that? How do we become people who are born in the flesh, born with this sinful nature, born with this inclination to do sinful and harmful things? How do we become born again? How do we do that? Thankfully, there is hope. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, there's hope this morning. There's hope this morning for us messed up people. Amen. We're imperfect people. We are a messed up people. But there is hope this morning. And we thank God for this hope. The Bible says that in Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We can have eternal life is through Jesus, and it's through him alone. It's not through any statue. It's not through any other person. It's through Jesus, the Son of God. It is faith. Faith in our Lord Jesus that he is the Son of God, that he came to this earth, and that he walked in this flesh as you and I walk in this flesh, but he did not sin. He was sinless, and he died. He died a death that we deserved. He took upon himself our sinful flesh and became sin for us. And he bore that whip on his back, and he bore those nails through his hands so that we could be called the redeemed of the Lord, so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be washed in the blood of Jesus, so that we can be born again. That's what it means to be born again. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How can a person be born again? We're going to look at two scriptures and then we're going to close. I'm not going to keep you long. Our famous model scripture that we all love, and if you want to read it with me, says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." God so loved the world that he gave. He loves you. Before you did anything, before you walked in this building, before you did anything good for God, God sent his son because he loves you with an unconditional love. He gave his son, Jesus, to die on the cross, to take upon himself our sin and our shame and our guilt. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes — do we have some believers in the place today? Do we have people who believe in Jesus? Amen. Amen. Well, if you believe, that's the first part, because in Romans 10:9 it says, "But if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Amen. You will be saved. You can have confidence. You can have assurance. Look, we don't know when our next — we don't know how long that we have on this earth. We don't know when our last breath is going to be on this earth. I mean, just last week, my uncle, he was climbing a radio tower. And one of his hobbies, he had his own personal radio tower, which was about 50 feet in the air. He's climbed this radio tower, and he's doing his thing, and he fell. And he fell to the ground, and he died. This is my uncle. This is my dad's brother. You just don't know when your last breath will be. You don't know. No one — no, tomorrow is not promised to you. And so the question is, are you right with God? Or have you confessed him as Lord of your life? Have you confessed your sins before our Savior? Is he your Lord? Is he calling the shots in your life? Or are you the Lord of your life? Are you calling your own shots? Have you surrendered to him as Lord and as Savior? It says, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. We confess with our mouth what we believe in our heart. So today, I ask you, are you saved? Are you born again? If not, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to say, I want to be born again. I want to have assurance that whenever I leave this earth, that heaven is going to be my home, and that I'm going to spend eternity with Jesus. I'm going to see Jesus face to face. I'm going to live with the saints, among the saints who love God. I'm going to be in God's presence. I'm going to worship with the angels and declare, "Holy, holy, holy." That is the place where I want to be. Amen. You can have this assurance today. And so with every eye closed and every head bowed, we're going to just give you this time right now. And if God is tugging on your heart, if he is drawing you to repentance, I'm going to ask that you would stand to your feet. Be bold for Jesus, because he was bold for you. He hung on the cross openly. He was beaten and ridiculed openly for you. He loves you that much. Would you stand for him? Would you say, "I am not ashamed of Jesus. I am not ashamed of the the gospel, I'm not ashamed of what he did. And today, I want to make Jesus my Lord and my Savior. If that's you, would you stand to your feet? Hallelujah. There's people standing all over this room. There's people standing. God, we just thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, that you, by your Spirit, you're drawing all men unto yourself. And that one day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, today, we choose to do that today. God, we don't want to live another day without you. So if that's you in this place, would you just, with your own words, would you just say, God, I confess you as Lord of my life. I repent of my sin. I ask that you would cleanse me and make me whole in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that as you do that, that you are saved. You are saved. You have been blood bought and washed. Your sins are no more. You don't have to bear it. You don't have to carry the guilt and the shame that of all those nasty things that you did. You can be washed in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So right now, I even pray that you would just receive forgiveness. Receive forgiveness. And sometimes that includes forgiving yourself of all those things, of all those things, all those imperfections. You know, the Bible says whenever you confess your sins that he is faithful and just to forgive you from all of your sins, every single one of them, that he casts your sins as far as the east is from the west, which is infinite. But would you forgive yourself? Would you say, God, I receive your forgiveness and I forgive myself. Help me, Lord, to live this life that is pleasing before you. I want to be born again. I want to be born in the Spirit. So, Lord, right now, for all those who are standing, I pray, God, just a hedge of protection over their minds and over their souls and over their hearts. Lord, that they would know without a shadow of a doubt that they are yours and that they are saved. Give them that assurance today, Lord Jesus. Guide them by your Holy Spirit, Lord, in the coming days, whenever they are tempted to go back into the world. Lord, that they would say no on August, that whatever it is today, God, that we said we're going to live for the Lord. I'm giving my life to you, Jesus, and I'm not turning back. The cross before me and the world behind me, no turning back. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we just give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all give God praise. Bible says when one person comes to Jesus that the angels are celebrating in heaven. There's more than one person who gave their heart to the Lord. Come on, would you give God some praise? Would you just give a shout unto God? Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen. If you've done that this morning, as Brandon's going to close us out in a song, and I know he's here somewhere in the building, I just thought if we were to sing that, if we want my heart, God, you got it. But if today you gave your life to the Lord, you know, that is a process. Like the testimony said, it wasn't instantaneous. I mean, salvation is right now, this instant, your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. But, you know, that's going to be a process, and you need to find a place where you can come and be in community. And so we want to invite you every Sunday. We meet 9:30 and 11. We have two services, a 9:30 and an 11. So bring you, your family, your friends are going to have to change. You're going to have to be around people who love the Lord. So if you're struggling with that, come and find some God-centered friends, right? And then also, if you need a Bible right there, the Bible is yours. And so it's right there behind you on your chair. Grab that, dig into the Word. If you need help studying the Bible, every Wednesday at 6:30 are our Bible studies. We have a men's Bible study, a women's Bible study, a kids' Bible study, a teen Bible study. No matter where you are in life, we want to help you grow. Everybody say grow. It's so important that whenever I gave my life to Jesus in ninth grade, that I was able to grow because I was continuing in the fellowship. I was continuing in prayer. I was devoted to coming to the house of the Lord. That's where you grow at. And so can you just stand to your feet right now? And we're just going to sing that back end of the chorus, if you want my heart. God, you got it. And would you just lift your hands right where you are, no matter where you are in your life, if you know the Lord and whatever it is that he said, let's just sing that and declare that he has what he's been asking for.
If you want my heart, You got it.
Just sing that to
you. You got it. You got it. If you want my heart, you got it. You got it.
Just sing that lyric.
You got it. If you want my heart, you got it. You got it. You got it. If you want my heart, you got it. You got it. You got it. If you want my heart, you got it. You got it. You got it. If you want my heart, you got it. You got it. You got it. If you want my yes, you got it. You got it.
If you want my all,
if you want my.
Jesus. And God, I pray that you will lead us and guide us and walk with us, because we're going to need you. When we walk out those doors, there is a world out there that is attacking. And God, we're going to need you to walk with us and give us everything that we need to grow, God, in godliness, to grow in our commitment to the Lord. So we thank you for what you've done in this place. And God, we thank you for growth in the name of Jesus. And everyone said amen and amen. Would you give us some praise in the house this morning? We love you guys, and we have all kinds of good things. So if you want to walk out those doors, we're going to meet and fellowship with you and just show you some love. But if you need uniforms or school supplies, if you know somebody, text them and say, get over here. They got free school supplies and uniforms. It's all going to be outside of these doors. So just walk yourself outside. We got Coke and hot dogs and all kinds of things. And we just encourage you, if you need another space to walk out, you can walk out these back doors in the back hallway. There's another space. Just continue to keep some distance. We love you guys in Jesus' name. And let's praise Him.